Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, we were on the air yesterday. It was me and Brian Hanley. Hoodie's on vacay. Have a great time, my man. Danny's on vacation. Meller's on vacation. The whole station's on vacation. And we are waiting to hear if they're going to do anything. And the rumor was, maybe they'll trade Lauri Markkanen. Maybe they'll do a little bit of house cleaning. A two-time All-Star? Nikola Vucevic? A 25-12 guy? Seriously? Arturas Curtis, show us your table is ready, my man. I mean, that was unfreaking believable to watch yesterday. To see him and Mark Eversley, the new brain trust of the Chicago Bulls, start to make all of these moves. And all of a sudden, the theme, the watchword of yesterday was the unbelievable toughness that they added. And good morning to all of you. Pour your coffee. Sit back. Let's have some fun. Let's have some laughs. But that was an absolute shot across the bow of what they used to be. Soft, not as talented, bad draft picks. Wendell Carter. What does Wendell Carter do? I was seeing all these people on social media tweeting, I'm a little nervous. He's a 22-year-old kid. What did we give up? What does he do that's elite? What does Wendell Carter do that's elite? The answer's nothing. Zippo. People are going, well, he has a great work ethic. Yeah, you don't get a badge for having a work ethic. That's kind of expected out of a professional athlete. What else does he do? Can he knock down perimeter jump shots? Nope. Is he really a good rim protector? Nope. Is he a great passer? Nope. Great defender? Nope. He's okay. He's all right. He was from Duke. If he had gone to West Texas State, he's not going seventh in the draft. That's just a fact. So Arturas finally said, you know what? I've seen enough of this soft-ass team that we've got here. Done. Moves him. Otto Porter's tired asses. He's out of here. Take his money. Take everything. He's an expiring deal. He's yours. And two first-round picks. People are all panicking. What about those first-round picks? How many years do we want to keep hanging on to the first-round picks, hoping that we find luck in the lottery? Kobe White? Meh. All right. Wendell Carter? I just told you. Lauri Markkanen, who I loved in the draft, and I think it was February of 19. He had this amazing month, and everyone thought, me included, that guy, here we go. Vucevic is what Lauri Markkanen's supposed to be. Vucevic is 6'11". Lauri Markkanen's 7 feet tall. Vucevic is shooting 40% from three. He's averaging 25 points a game. He grabs almost 12 rebounds a game. And he's a tough, hard-nosed son of a you-know-what. And so the Bulls finally went out and said, that's it. No more. No more. Let's get another lottery pick and let's go. I never saw that deal coming. I mean, it wasn't even rumored. Nothing. And so I made a couple calls yesterday and I talked to Vucevic's agent, who's a friend of mine. And I hadn't talked to him in a while. I just never, ever saw the Bulls being that kind of aggressive team. Garn Pax, that was never happening. No shot. No chance. And he said, yeah, that's been in the works for a while. Arturas has been absolutely monitoring that situation and told Orlando, before you do anything, you call me. I'll make you a good deal. And so for them, they got a couple ones. They got an expiring deal. They got a young big inside. and they just blew up their team. They traded like everybody. Everybody is off their roster. And they're all in to be number one and get either Cade Cunningham or Suggs from Gonzaga. Well, guess what? We're not in that ballpark anymore. I mean, if you're a Bulls fan, you got to wake up this morning and go, wow, two current All-Stars. Current. He's 30 years old. Let's go. Got a 6'11 guy that could score and rebound. We've got Zach LaVine. They need a point guard still, and they're going to get one. They absolutely are going to get one this summer. Arturis made that very clear yesterday. But I thought yesterday was a great day. You got tougher. You moved some contracts out of here. Chandler Hutchison was practicing, but he wasn't even dressing for the games because he was struggling with his role. Really? See ya. Out. We need toughness here, and that's what they got. So what did you think? Are you excited? I mean, on a day where we find out that Eloy Jimenez, one of the keys to the White Sox, because he's a potential 40 home run, 100 RBI guy, is possibly done for the year. Tore his pectoral muscle. We've been screaming, just let him DH. Don't play him in the outfield. But hard to pigeonhole. What is he, 24 years old? Hard to pigeonhole a young guy and go, nope, you can't do it. But he's a DH. That's what he is. That's why the Cubs traded him. He's a heck of a hitter. And now he's gone with surgery to a torn pectoral muscle. That just sounds painful. Tyler, doesn't that sound awful?
Tear your pec? No, anything on like the front of the body, I can't imagine.
I mean, that just sounds awful. I've had my share of injuries. Broken ankle, broken hip, broken wrist. Stop yourself with a torn pec muscle? Huh. That just sounds gruesome. Anyway, what did you think of the deal yesterday? You've got to be excited. You've got to be fired up going, whoa, two All-Stars? And I called my dearest friend is Kevin O'Neill, who coached Vucevic at USC. He was his head coach. I said, hey, man, good morning. Guess what? I need you to come on Friday. What do you want me for? He said, because we just traded for your guy. He said, who? I said, Nikola Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic got traded to the Bulls? I said, yeah, 5 minutes ago. You got to be kidding me. Did they give up Zach LaVine? I said, no. What is Orlando getting? I tell him the package. He's like, that's the dumbest trade I've ever heard. He said, I get they're blowing their team up. The number one picks are protected. And people out there have been tweeting, what does that mean? They're protected from the top four. So they have the 2021 pick is now in Orlando's hands and the 2023. Bulls keep their 2022. Protected top four means if the lottery balls fall right, if the Bulls don't make the playoffs, they're in the lottery, and that pick pops up 1, 2, 3, or 4, it will go to another year and the Bulls will keep the top four pick. So if somehow, some way, injury or poor performance, they are not in the playoffs and they got lucky and they went, oh my God, we just got the number one pick. They're keeping it. I thought it was a brilliant, brilliant deal. But he said, and he'll tell us on the air, he said, Cap, he's the best. He's a phenomenal player. He said, I think he can be a top 10 guy in the NBA in Chicago. Top 10 and maybe better. I mean, he's a two-time All-Star, and he said he's a better person than he is a player. That's how good a guy he is to coach. He wants to be coached hard. If you play for Kevin, you better. And he said, I'm just telling you, Billy is going to absolutely be in love with what he brings to that team. 312-332-3776. Carl, you're up first, man. What's going on, Sparky?
I heard about this rumor about a month and a half ago. But I didn't really think it was doable just because of the type of player he is. And I don't know if Chicago understands what just happened. And what just happened is when you have competent front office, what I've been screaming about for years, and you know this, Cap.
Yep.
Get rid of those bums at the top. I love Pax. No one should ever wear number 5 ever again. That guy was god-awful as an executive. Love him as a point guard, though. Wouldn't trade him for nothing in the world. But this is what happens when you have competent front office. You know, we talked about this yesterday with Wendell Carter Jr. I mean, dude, when he's playing defense, and I know it may sound like piling on, but I have to add this. When he's playing interior defense, he always step back too far instead of showing a little closer. And point guards and guards would just drive in, lay the ball up. And he would just stand back there and not step up. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you are too big and too damn talented not to get this. You keep letting the same thing happen to you over and over.
Because he was afraid of guys taking him to the basket, and he's not strong enough or tough enough to be able to deny that. It reminded me of how Kofi Coburn tried to guard Cameron Crutwig. What are you backing mm-hmm. off of him for? Get
exactly.
up. Yeah, agree.
So we're not – Vukovic is not going to have that problem, guys. He's going to lay you on your ass if you come in that painted area trying to score on him. So this is a big boy move for the Bulls. This is the type of thing that I've been begging for years past. When you have a guy like a Derrick Rose, when you have a guy like a Jimmy Butler, how about building around that guy? How about going out and being aggressive, not sit back and waiting to see if this guy is ever going to get better? Because, like I said yesterday, the guy looked like he just don't want to play basketball. So, good move for the Bulls. I'm very excited for the rest of the season and for the future. So, hell yeah.
Hey, man, have a great weekend, okay, Sparkles?
We'll
see you, buddy. Mm-hmm. See you. 312-332-3776. How are you feeling this morning? Are the Bulls the next team to win a championship, or is it the White Sox? It's certainly not the Bears. Cubs have a really good team, but not a great future because it's all up in the air. And the Blackhawks, while winners last night, and they took the last two from Florida, still have a long way to go to get back to Stanley Cup level contention. So who is that next team? Anyway, Arturas met the media last night, and he told us how the deal went down. You're going to love it. It's all coming up next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
So there are certain days where you're just like, damn, that's my team. And the Bulls are one of my teams. I grew up here. I'm a Chicago guy. I was born here. I'm going to die here. That is my team, like many of you. Like Cole Gross on Twitter. Hey, Catman, I don't usually wear hats to work, but I had to today. And he's got his Bulls flat brim on, like a sweet hat. So yesterday, I went to see my friend Dino over at Dino Sports Fan Shop in the Glen. They advertise on our station. And I like those really thin hoodies, like a T-shirt hoodie. He had an awesome red Bulls one. I'm like, sold. Done. I'll take it.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I love that one.
Isn't that thing awesome?
Oh, yeah.
So I got that, and I tried to buy an awesome Bulls sweatshirt hoodie, and all he had left was medium, and I actually have come close to fitting into a medium now. I'm really more of a large, so I didn't buy the medium. I'm like, nah, it's a little tight. So, but he had an awesome Adidas Bulls hoodie that was sweet. But I had to get it. I was fired up. So I was on my way home from the show. Vucevic is a Bull. I'm hearing when we're doing other things. And game on. So Arturas met the media, and we will get to your calls. 312-332-3776, because we've got a bunch that want to talk. But he was asked about how this whole thing went down. Here's Arturas. How'd that deal happen?
Well, I can tell you how we, you know, prepared. So we kind of 2 weeks out. We did a lot of kind of internal meetings and to kind of put down some ideas how we can make this team better. And that was main objective by trade deadline or, you know, in free agency or in the draft. You make your team better. That was an opportunity to do so. And I think a lot of those ideas, when it gets closer, usually historically it happens around 48 hours before. And this was a little bit closer. So it was just continuous conversations, and you know, it has to do with the assets you have on your roster and the players that they like. And, you know, and we got some things that they did. And, you know, usually you don't get too many chances at all-star level players. And we were fortunate to get it done.
And they were very fortunate to get it done. So what does a move like this signify? Because this fan base has been beaten down. I mean, from the Garpax days to Derek getting hurt to Tibbs getting fired to Fred Hoiberg being in over his head to the incompetent run of Jim Boylan, all of it. It has been beaten down, kicked in the face. I mean, all of it. And so what does this move signify, AK?
Yes, obviously we want Chicago to be an attractive destination for free agents. But, you know, for us is, you know, we evaluate it. Had a sample size of more than 40 games. And, you know, we made a couple decisions and to select certain guys to add a couple guys to this team that can help win games because we're serious here about winning. We're serious about the culture of be very competitive. And any opportunity we get to make this team better, we will.
And then I've seen some people go, why are you trading for a 30-year-old guy? By the time you're good, he's going to be too old. That's not true. Training methods are so different today. Nutrition and training and strength. This guy's a beast, man. He's 30 years old. Beast. You're going to love watching him play. Here's Arturis on that notion.
Well, you know, you obviously choose the right guys. You never target, okay, this is the age of the player that I'm targeting. I think, and like I said, you know, all these opportunities that come randomly right at you. And, you know, we got this opportunity, and regardless of your roster right now, these are the pieces that we added right now for this year and moving forward without giving up, you know, in our minds, without giving up too many assets. So I thought that we really improved today, and we have, 29 games left. We're gonna make a push, and, you know, we'll see what happens the rest of the season.
That is Arturis Karnišovas, the executive VP of the Chicago Bulls. He and Mark Eversley had a great day. To the phones we go. Flip is in Whiting. Hey, Flip, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate
you. Show, guys.
Appreciate you.
The more I hear this AK 47 talk, the more I'm excited, ecstatic. Can the Bears hire this guy, please? You know, a lot of good things I heard from him was we wanted to get better. We wanted to execute the trade, get it done. And another thing I just heard is they had a sample size of 40 games. What was the sample size Garland Pax had, you know?
Yeah, 4,000 games.
Exactly. Never made the move. I love the deal. Love the Bulls. See Red. I'm super excited for Chicago today.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, man. People should be excited. Like, that you get to that apathetic point where TV ratings, I work in the TV business, the TV ratings had bottomed out. I mean, they were bad. And people just were not even paying attention. They're like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then Michael Reinsdorf went on this search, and people were telling him, hire that guy, hire that guy. He came out of it with a guy that everyone in the league went, whoa, that's a really good hire, Arturis. And then Arturis said, I'm going to go get a guy who's wildly connected, who had a 10-year run at Nike, where he made contacts with all the best players in the NBA. Whoa, that's a really good GM hire. But you still had Jim Boylan. And I remember arguing with Danny, why haven't they fired Jim Boylan yet? This was like last April. Relax. There's plenty of time. We don't even know when we're getting the season back. And then the Bulls didn't make the bubble, and Jim Boylan's still the coach, and he's being quoted, oh, yeah, I'm confident I'll be returning. And I'm like, there's no shot that guy's coming back. Come on. You completely undo all the goodwill that you had engendered by hiring Arturis and Mark Eversley, and then Arturas announcing that he had fired Gar Forman. And Pax is a great ambassador. He's works for the Reinsdorfs. He's not involved in basketball decisions anymore. He's just not. And there was this narrative, he's still there. He's going to micromanage. No, that's not who he is, man. He helped them pick Arturas. That's a fact. And then Arturas waited and waited, and then he pounced. Billy Donovan's available. Jim Boylan's out. And I told this story a couple weeks ago. He calls Billy Donovan. He's just announced he's leaving Oklahoma City. Hey, man, I'm going to fly down tomorrow. I got to see you. I'm not going to be home till Friday. This was on a Wednesday. Okay, I'll be there Friday. I need a week. I haven't seen my family. I've been in this bubble because of COVID. Just give me a couple weeks at least. Nope, I can't wait. I'll be there Friday. Got to talk to you. Okay. He flies down. I love an executive with conviction. He flies down. He comes into the house. They sit down. They start talking philosophy. He goes, how much? Threw him a number, and there's some bonuses in there for playoffs and championships, but it's roughly between $5 and $6 million a year. In a pandemic, you blew up your front office. You have to pay Boylan and his staff. He got rid of almost every guy there. And went and shopped, as Hoodie calls it, at the top shelf. Nah, I could keep Jim Boylan. We're not going to be very good. We're already paying. Nope. I'm changing the culture now. So I tip my cap to Michael Reinsdorf for empowering Arturas to spend whatever he needed to spend. And you can see the difference a competent, well-respected head coach makes. And two great executives yesterday hit a home run. Now, they got to take it the rest of the way, but it's a great, great step to go get Nikola Vucevic. 312-332-3776. Coming up in a few minutes, we will play some Vucevic for you. He was on J.J. Redick's podcast, and it's a really good listen. And you got to hear from the newest Bull what he talks about, who helped him at USC, and how he may be a bit of an underrated superstar. Let's go to Joe in Portage. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, Cap, good morning to you. I am excited. I remember I called a show yesterday, and I said, Cap, the Bulls will be serious about the playoffs if Wendell Carter Jr. is traded. And it happened, and I'm excited. The Bulls are my number one team in Chicago. You mentioned that the Cubs are your number one team in Chicago. The Bulls are mine. So I'm excited. And, you know, like I said to the guy, the trainer, that we have Vucevic for the next 2.5 years at least. So I feel like having Levine and Vucevic will be able to attract a you know, like a star type point guard in the offseason. So I'm excited, and you know, let's go. You know, let's go. And again, this trade, if all goes well, the Bulls will be the fourth seed in the East this year. So have a great show, Cap. You're the best. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, man. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you. So I called a friend of mine last night who's an assistant coach in the NBA, and he's also involved with his front office. He's like the point guy for the staff on potential deals because the head coach is so busy coaching the team. He comes back to him and says, here's what they're thinking, and they talk, and they give their – I said, hey, man, let me ask you a question. I won't out you by name. What do you think of the trade the Bulls made for Vucevic? He said, I got to be honest with you, man. We didn't see that coming. That is not only a good trade, it is a sensational trade. He said, they're for real now. He said, all of a sudden now, they become an attractive destination for other players. Wait a minute, you got a 6'11 guy that can score? You got Zach LaVine? You got cap space, almost $25 million? Yes, they made a phenomenal deal. And the same guy used to laugh at the Bulls. They did what? They drafted who? Yeah, uh-huh. He loved it. So that's what people in the league are saying about what the Bulls did. 312-332-3776. We'll get to more of your calls, and you will hear from the newest Bull, Nikola Vucevic. It's all coming up next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Yesterday, we were playing clown sound effects. Tyler put together a Bulls-Cavs montage with clown music because they lost to an awful Cavs team. I'm giving you some credit that Arturis was listening and went, okay, that's it. We're getting mocked. That's it. We got to make a deal. I'm kidding, but not really. That's how low it had fallen two nights ago. And then getting in the car, I'm like, this is amazing. Vucevic is a Bull? And then there were a couple more smaller deals they made, and they got capped. I'm just so fired up. And by the way, as an aside, Tyler, did you see what got sold yesterday?
You're telling me about it, yes.
Darren Revelle tweeted, a huge piece of Secretariat's hair taken from the horse in his Triple Crown year of 1973, sold last night by RR Auctions for $18,750.
Would you pay that?
My wife would literally go crazy. She would be insanely mad if I did that. And I can't afford that, but I would have absolutely borrowed out of my 401k to own that.
Where do you display that? Like, do you put that in your sink drain and you just pull it out? Oh, look at Secretariat's hair. Where do you display Secretariat's hair?
Well, I have a lithograph. They only made 100 of them. Just 100 of them. It is the cover of Time magazine blowing up from 1973 when Superhorse. That's how big he was. He was the cover of freaking Time while Watergate was going
on. That's a lithograph. That I understand.
And it was signed by the late owner and the jockey, Ron Turcotte and Penny Chenery. My wife bought it when we got engaged. It was not cheap. She bought it for me as an engagement present. And it is displayed between our kitchen and our family room. She's like, honey, I know what that means to you. We can put it right there. And it's awesome. I would have had a little case built and put the hair right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could reframe it and then have like a, like you see this all the time with jerseys and stuff, or sometimes you'll get a little bit of the dirt too, and there's like a little encasement for it on the frame. Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Like I have a baseball jersey, and the baseball jersey has a little thing, a vial of dirt from Wrigley. And so I have the dirt framed in a little container, and I also have a fake. It's not a game use. It's like a Babe Ruth knockoff from Mitchell and Ness. And Joe Girardi sent me as a gift when they knocked down Old Yankee Stadium. I have a little vial of Old Yankee Stadium dirt from home plate that he sent to me. And so I put that with the Babe Ruth jersey. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
love it.
Secretariat's hair? Are you kidding me? I'd have gone to Mike Thomas and said, can I have an advance on my salary? I got to buy that. How cool would that be? Like, that's a one in a lifetime.
The hair just doesn't do it for me. Jerseys, I understand. The hair from an animal, I just don't get it.
Still one of my biggest regrets. I'm the most spontaneous guy in the world. You could literally say, hey, dude, let's fly to Vegas right now. Bam! Let's go. As soon as the show's over, out of here. I'm gone. How I did not get in the car and drive down to get a picture with that horse. I mean, come on, man. He was living in Kentucky. It wasn't like he was in Europe. Dumb. Anyway, let's go to the phones because people want to talk about the Bulls. 312-332-3776. Danny's in Round Lake. Danny!
What's up, Catman? How we doing?
How you doing, kid? What's up?
Hey, first-time caller. Big fan of you and Hoodie. But
appreciate
you. I just wanted to bring up something I heard last night on the ESPN trade deadline special they had.
Yep.
They said that the Bulls, with this recent trade, they kind of put themselves out of position for anything. And I was just curious, like what's their position as far as that?
That's totally not true. In fact, the deadline show that we did at NBC Sports Chicago, and appreciate your call, by the way, Danny, and a bunch of other stuff. I think Kevin Pelton's ESPN grades, they gave the Bulls an A, and they're going to have about $22 to $25 million in cap space. They absolutely are in play to go get a point guard. If it's Lonzo Ball and they have to make an offer sheet, he's restricted as a free agent, so it could be matched. They absolutely are in play to go get a point guard, big time. So I don't know what they're talking about. They will have cap space. They do not have their number one pick this year. They kept it in 2022. And again, as I said earlier, they'll keep their pick this year if it falls in the top four.
And that's one of the beauties of the situation the Bulls are in financially right now, is Vucevic is not a super expensive player. Like, this year, I think he's owed 28, but that number keeps
26.
Going down. Is it 26
this year?
It goes
to 24 next year to 22 the year after.
So it keeps going down year after year, and that's going to continue to open things up, because as we see the cap in pretty much every sport, and again, right now it's a little bit different because of the pandemic, but that number's going to just keep going up and up and up. So the Bulls are going to be in a pretty good situation financially. Of course, they're going to have to pay Zach at some point, but it's always easier to get that third star when you've got two. And the Bulls now have two.
Completely agree with you. The Bulls have two guys, and if Patrick Williams is who we think he's going to be, you now have three. And then you got to get a guard. You got to get a point guard. That's just a fact. They don't have one on their roster. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Joe. He's out on the tri-state. Hey, Joe, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, Twinkie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. What's up?
So I gotta say this: I'm a diehard Cub fan. I'm actually one of the fans that, you know, loves the Cubs and hates the White Sox. However, with that being said, you hate to see a talent like Eloy go down.
Yep.
So condolences to Sox fans and him. The White Sox organization, that's tough, man. I hate to see any kind of a star athlete go down like that. So I just wanted to send that out to all the Sox fans out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not the hater. I used to be that guy when I was younger.
It's the fans. It's Sox fans. I don't know what it is. They're just, I don't know, maybe just the group I run with, they're just ignorant. No. I just don't like them.
Hey, man, have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
You know, great weekend, guys. Take care.
All right, see you, kid. 312-332-3776. Magic is in Frankfurt. Hey, Magic, what's up, man?
What's going on? All I got to say is big time Bulls fans. You like that? Arturas Karnišovas, what a nickname, AK, because he just came in busting shots out of nowhere. I swear this deal was like under the line, never seen it coming. This is almost rivaling when Ryan Pace first came in, that Khalil Mack trade. And by all means, Nikola Vucevic is no Khalil Mack, you feel me? But, man, what a day. All I got to say is, Bulls fans, see you in the playoffs.
Hope you're right, man. Hope you're right. And if not, let that lottery pick be top four. Have a great weekend, Magic. 312-332-3776. Let's grab Zach in Peru. Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
AK, I'm good. AK and Mark made a statement yesterday, man. They really believe in LaVine and this team, and I'm just curious, I want to pick your brain, is where do they go from here in the offseason? Because I don't think they're done. I think this is just the beginning. All I heard is, you know, this isn't a very defensive-minded team with this acquisition, but that can change pretty quickly, I feel like. Do you think they go for somebody, like a true point guard like Jrue Holiday, who is a defensive-minded point guard in the offseason but can still score when needed? And what do they do with Markkanen, man? Are they going to keep him? Are they going to try and sign him in the offseason for more of like a 3-and-D small forward? I just want to see where you think they're going.
I think what you're going to see, Zach, is, and appreciate your call, I think what you're going to see is he's going to get 27 games to prove he belongs with these guys. Like, he and Vucevic are about the same height, 6'11", 7 feet. They both like to step out on the floor and make shots, but one guy is wildly tougher around the basket, a better rebounder, and that's Vucevic. I mean, this is a 25-12 guy. He can get you. I've had a bunch of Magic fans tweeting here, or people that watch the Magic, saying he can get 20-20 on any given night. We've never felt that about Lauri Markkanen. He has that kind of ability. So this either will do one of two things. It will either light a fire under him, I better keep up with those guys, or I'm going to be out of here. And plus, he wants to get paid. He's a restricted free agent. If he shrivels up the next 27 games and people look and go, that guy just doesn't have it, he's not going to get paid. He wants to get paid, and I think he would like to be part of what they're building here, because what I've been told is he loves Chicago. So if that's the case, here's your shot, kid. You're going to have a guy that has to attract a lot of attention on the post. You got a guy who has the ball in his hands a lot in Zach LaVine. We're going to get you a point guard. You ready to play at that level? If not, we'll move your ass out of here. So that's the message that has been sent to that locker room. We're done with, let's get in the lottery and let's just bide our time and take our picks and let's not take any chances. What do you get out of not taking chances? Like, if I just came on the air every day with Hoodie and went, yeah, everything's good, and call the show if you want to talk. No. Have a freaking opinion, and let's go. And I loved what they did yesterday. We'll get to more of your calls. 312-332-3776. We'll get to those and have the prop swap prop of the week. Sister Jean breaks it down for you. It's all coming up. This is Cap J. Hood Show. This is ESPN 1000. Hey, this hour brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living your full potential is immeasurable. Where will you take your career? Name it. Valpo will help get you there. Learn more at valpo.edu.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Hey, Sister Jean!
Rolling on, Cap J. Hood, Hoodie on vacay, as is Danny and Jeff. So we'll get the band back together late next week. Got Tyler Aki and J.R. Strauss here. 312-332-3776. I'll go back to your calls in a moment. But each week we check Prop Swap and their app for the best odds available on a bet that might make sense for somebody to buy. And we find cheaper ones, we find more expensive ones. So this week, JR pulled this one. And Prop of the Week is brought to you by PropSwap, the only secondary market in the country for your sports bets. PropSwap is where America buys and sells their sports bets. Okay, so this dude goes to the Mirage in Vegas. He buys a ticket a long time ago, November of 2020, when we were not sure we'd even get through the season. And he bets $50 that Loyola wins the national title. That $50 bet, if they win it, pays $250,000. That's how long a shot it was for Loyola to win it all. Well, here they are in the Sweet 16, and ESPN's Power Index gives them an 81% chance, 80.9% chance that they're going to beat Oregon State to get to the Elite Eight. So if you buy this ticket, he'll get what it's going for, which is $16,000 right now. So if you pay $16,000 and you get this ticket and they win the national title, you're cashing in for $250,000. And they have cheaper ones. They have more expensive. They got zillions of these on there. But this is a cool one, man. Like, if you truly believe Loyola can win it all, and I do, I'm not saying they will, they can. The big hurdle was Illinois. If they find a way to get past Oregon State, and I think they will, it's probably Houston standing in their way. Isn't that right, Tyler?
Well, if you look at the regions, they've got the best path of getting to the Final Four of pretty much any of the teams remaining. I mean, you look at, they've got one of the softer matchups in this game against Oregon State, and then you're going to play the winner of Houston or Syracuse. Houston's one of the weaker two seeds. We've seen them have close calls against Rutgers. We've seen them have bad losses throughout the season. And then Syracuse is an 11 seed. They're set up to get to the Final Four. And then once you're there, anyone's got a chance. Now, are they going to be overmatched talent and size-wise and all that stuff against Baylor? Sure. But that doesn't mean they can't win. They were overmatched in the same ways against Illinois. I think you could even say the same thing about Georgia Tech, too. Mm-hmm. But Porter Moser's done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And they have one of the easier paths to get to the Final Four. Now, Oregon State, they've overachieved as well. So while everyone in this area is propping up Loyola, the people out in Corvallis are probably thinking the same thing about their Beavers right now. So I don't know. It'll be an interesting little run that Loyola is trying to make here.
crazy. So $50 bet would net $250K. And right now, the high bid on Prop Swap is $16,000. So I'm sure there's some syndicate of guys that or gals that put it together and go, all right, let's take a shot there. They just, it's all analytics to them. They just, there's a risk, but look at the payout. Let's do it. So we'll see. Maybe JR is going to buy it. Why don't you buy it, JR?
Why don't you give me some cash, Cap?
Hard pass. 312-332-3776. Brendan's in Crystal Lake. Hey, Brendan, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, good morning, Cap.
How you doing?
You know, I wanted to say, obviously, it's a big move. Nikola Vucevic, great player, no doubt about it. I'm more impressed with the move they didn't make. You know, you heard up to the deadline, marketing, and you heard Lonzo Ball, and I know how you feel, and I know that I feel the same way. I didn't want to take a chance, not only the fact that he wants to make $20 million annually, but I don't want a shooting-first point guard on the Bulls. You need a pass-first guy. I think that's more important right now. And I'll just tell you right now, I've seen Daniel Theis play a lot of basketball. I'm not going to oversell you like the White Sox fan said with Quintana to the Cubs, but he's a good player. And he'll help galvanize his team and help them with the playoffs because he's somebody who's been there and knows what it takes. But I think it's also really good, too. This accelerates their timeline as well. So now you can go into the summer and say, listen, I got Zach, I got Nicolo. I need a number three guy. You can come in and be that number three guy. Look at the bench we're putting together. I love that they're putting their stamp on this team. And it's not so much, well, it's guard packed. It's like, no, this is my team. I'm bringing in my players. I don't care who I'm trading or who likes them and for what reason. If they're not producing, I'm getting rid of them. I'm bringing in my own team. Good for the Bulls because it's a new era and it has been far, far too long since they've had something like this. Have a great show and enjoy your weekend.
You too, man. Have a great one. Stay safe and healthy out there. 312-332-3776. Adam Amin, the voice of the Bulls on NBC Sports Chicago, also works for Fox Sports. He tweeted, by the way, here's the correct pronunciation. It is Nikola Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic. He said, whereas Nikola Jokic is Nikola Jokic, it's Nikola Vucevic. That's our new guy. Okay? So if you follow Adam on Twitter, he put the pronunciation there for you. Just click on it. You'll hear it. Nikola Vucevic. That's our new guy. Also, I was talking about Loyola for a second. Sister Jean, take that, Danny. Sister Jean had a Zoom session with the media. And, I mean, there were a lot of national media on there. Here's Sister Jean on the matchup.
Sometimes we play a better game when the school is a real challenge to us. I tell them never to play down to a team. And sometimes it's very easy to do that. The bracketologists watch the games endlessly, and they watch the plays, but they really don't know the team. I said, I know my team. So I think that's why I put such faith and trust in them and what they're capable of doing. I don't want to be a bracketologist either, so don't worry.
Okay, that lady's 101.
So sharp.
That lady's 101.
Sharper than all three of us combined.
No question. She's 101, and she is as sharp as a tack. I mean, that's just unbelievable to me. Good for her, man. Take that, Danny. Take that. I mean, that lady's awesome.
That's just a dream!
Yeah, that's one of their players. They absolutely adore her. That's what Danny doesn't get. He doesn't. That's why we suspended him for a game or a day last week. 312-332-3776. We'll get to more of your calls. And my friend Kevin O'Neill, who coached Nikola Vucevic. I got to make sure I get it right. He was his head coach at USC. He thinks this is an amazing move for Chicago. Hear what he has to say in 2 minutes.